Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 brings you The Catholic Doctors, discussing medicine in light of church teaching. And now, The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek.
Welcome to The Catholic Doctors Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is your co-host in studio with Dr. Will Turek. Will, how are you today?
I'm doing just great.
Well, Will, we have a lot to talk about today, something that's been quite heavy in the news, and that is the death of a lion.
That's right. The death of a lion.
Yes.
Oh,
the
yes. What was this lion's name?
Leo?
Leo the lion. Yeah,
yes,
right.
We are
no.
not talking about Leo the lion. Leo the lion is just a, or whatever his name was, is just merely a distraction for what's truly going on in the world and what is coming to light through.
No, J-Lo's sheer dress was more important than this, wasn't it? Or
is it something I'm supposed to know about because I haven't heard this?
I don't know. I saw it on Huawei this morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a lot of nonsense that gets in the way, doesn't it?
It
of
is.
Real news.
Right. And the real news is what's been going on with Planned Parenthood.
Right.
And the release of these videos has been going out. But this is not something that is new, and this is something that we're going to talk about with our guest today. We'll have with us Dr. Tony Caruso and Dr. Ashley Fernandez, our guests who come in periodically here to the Catholic Doctor Show. And that's to talk about this. You know, it started with, Operation Rescue way back in the 80s, protesting outside of abortion clinics and bringing light what was going on. And then there was Center for Bioethical Reform with their trucks that drove around and their airplanes and everything else that had the pictures of aborted babies
Which
on the side
still
of the
around.
Trucks. And they're still around. Bringing to light the gruesome nature of Planned Parenthood.
Father Pavone, you can't forget him.
No, the Priest for Life came shortly after that, and then we had Lila Rose come forward.
She's been on our show.
And she posed in some of these earlier videos as a young teenage girl who's a victim of sexual abuse, going in and pretending that she was there to have an abortion, and a number of other videos that she's done. And now we have new videos coming out that is exposing the truth behind Planned Parenthood and what their true, I guess, agenda is with regards to being a profitable business.
Well, it's turning the lights on, you know? I mean, because when you turn the lights on, the cockroaches are wandering around on the ceiling, right. on the walls.
Sure.
You know? That's what happens.
So we've seen a number of videos that have come out. The first two came out about a week or two ago, and the third one came out just yesterday, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we're going to bring our guests in to talk about this, Dr. Anthony Caruso and Dr. Ashley Fernandez. Tony, welcome to the Catholic Doctors Show again. It's good to hear from you.
It's good to hear you guys' voices again.
And Ashley, welcome in studio. We have Dr. Fernandez in studio with us today.
Hey, it's nice to be
power
local.
Power pack here.
Nice to be local. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So first off, these videos are coming out, and these videos are quite gruesome, and in what they're doing. First and foremost, let's talk about your impressions of these videos. You, Ashley, you first.
Well, I've seen all of the videos, and if your listeners have not seen them, I would urge them to. If they're adults, that is, they're very gruesome. They're very graphic. The language is quite coarse, the way they talk about unborn human life. And so that's just a warning. But in particular, this third one, which I've watched, actually shows little hands, little feet, little legs of an 11-and-a-half-week-old unborn child that was essentially murdered, if you want to use that word, or killed. And I think it's an 11-minute video. If you start even at minute 7 and go to the end, you will be shocked by what you see. It is the truth of abortion. It is, as Dr. Will Turek has said, it's turning the lights on.
Right.
And it is shocking.
It's unreal to think that this has been going on. Now, in the second video with Dr. Mary Gatter, they indicate that this has been going on for and the third video as well, 10 years. This goes back way farther than this isn't a recent occurrence.
Absolutely. And I think what the videos also point out, which I think most Americans don't understand this, when they talk about it being a private decision, a decision only between the woman and her doctor, it ends up being a chain of events that happens after that decision is made, including, sickeningly, profit that is made at the end. Money is made at the end. Women who abort their children have their children's body parts sold to a third party who they don't know, and It's just awful.
Yeah.
Right. Tony, in this situation, I'd like your impression of the videos first. But what does it say about their argument about abortion just being a bunch of cells when they're talking about harvesting organs from babies?
Well, first of all, guys, I mean, I agree with Ashley. These are videos that really need to be seen by everybody. This is something that has to be taken to the highest levels and looked at, and every state in the union has to look at it very carefully and decide whether continuing to give money to Planned Parenthood makes any sense. I mean, think about this. They one hand, they talk about this being just a sack of cells. And realistically, if you watch people from Emily's List or the people who support Planned Parenthood, they will say equivocally that this is not a child till it takes its first breath. And they use that to basically support their claim that this is really nothing that's new or nothing that's good in terms of life. But when they have an opportunity for profit, then all of a sudden it becomes like an adult giving a kidney or sharing a liver or something like that. Not that these organs are going to other little babies, but they're going for research, which we know because of all the discussion that was gone on about stem cell research years ago, is not necessary.
Yeah.
And ultimately, guys, it's something that I'm praying that is looked at and is the gruesomeness is acknowledged by all sides.
Right. See, my question that comes out of that, seeing all this gruesomeness and you know, what's going on with these new videos? We've had the videos with Lila Rose before. We've had the pictures on the side of the bus before, but they never seem to really be a tipping point that gained a lot of traction for a long period of time within the media or within society itself. And I asked this to Will and to Ashley in the studio, and I'll get your opinion too, Tony, is could this be the Rosa Parks movement or Rosa Parks moment for the pro-life cause? With regards to creating such a vast sea change of social views about abortion?
Well, it depends an awful lot on how the other side does in terms of their legal teams going after the people who made the videos.
Right.
Because if they should basically succeed like they want to do in San Francisco in exposing and taking these people to court or whatever, or realistically, crazily, they're trying to tie them to the people that did those gruesome murders of the abortionists.
Right. Which
is just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. There's no evidence to suggest that at all. This is, sort of very plain, the bare facts laid on the table, literally. And there's no shred of evidence. I've never seen a person make that kind of accusation publicly on national television without being at least challenged to come up with where is that linkage between the people that made those videos and any violent action.
But did you see when George Stephanopoulos interviewed Cecile Richards and he didn't call her on any of those
Correct.
Points?
Right.
Said
oh,
nothing.
It gets better. When the Emily's List president was interviewed on Fox, they didn't challenge her on it.
Yeah.
And so even in the most conservative values, I mean, they're trying to do the best they can of getting it out, but they will not do anything to cause the ire of Planned Parenthood.
Well, but there's going to be there's an injunction or the in California against these videos releasing more. I knew that was going to happen.
Sure.
I think that hopefully the national media takes this up and realizes it's something you can't ignore. For our part, I'm actually surprised, honestly, that it has gotten as much attention as it has. And then that the way in which we spread information today is so democratized that, for example, we can go to Twitter, we can go to Facebook, and we can show people ourselves. We don't need everything filtered through the national media. I think that's important, and I think that's why I'm, again, encouraging the listeners of this program to watch it, to make sure that people who are on the fence about abortion or your friends who are pro-choice, make sure that they watch it and make sure that if they, I think Planned Parenthood's response, I wanted to read you guys this. What Planned Parenthood said about the videos is this, and this is a quotation. They said that it was, quote, heavily edited, stating that, quote, similar false accusations have been put forth by opponents of abortion services for decades. This was Cecile Richards, right, the president of Planned Parenthood. And I guess I wonder how they could have edited out or edited it to change a baby's hand and baby's leg. You can call the videos edited, and actually this organization that made them has put out the full video for everyone to see.
Right. Which right. No one, simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Both of them.
So you can see the 2-hour full-length video. But even if it was edited to a watchable form, it is not altered. And I think that's the key thing. No one's challenging them. It could be edited, but explain the baby's hand that you're seeing on screen. Explain the baby's foot and their leg that you're seeing on the screen.
Every news report you see on television is edited.
Yes,
everything. I was reading something in First Things or something, and they said everything is edited. Everything you look at, every news report, everything that comes on our screens is edited in some way in order to give an opinion. The interesting thing that I find about this is that Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, the Planned Parenthood, that's that whole region, sent out a press release to all the television stations in that region to say, do not run these videos. They're illegally procured videos. In no way should they be shown to viewers on your television station. They put fear into all of them. I'm sure many of them are sympathetic, but that would probably cement it for them.
Right.
Oh, but this is another reason why I think it's very important that the federal government and states look very carefully about why they're funding Planned Parenthood. You know, they're coming out and saying that they use this money for reproductive services, which I think that the media, some media has been very, very good at pointing out to these people, to every people, that the services that they're giving this money to are now covered under Obamacare for all doctors to do. So the need for those services is not needed anyway. But really, this money is being used as part of the bankrolling of the threats behind what the Planned Parenthood is doing to these states.
Yeah. Right. No, you're absolutely
right.
If you think
that federal funds are being used for legal fees to fight these things, you're crazy.
Yeah. No kidding.
You're listening to The Catholic Doctor Show, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. We're talking with Dr. Anthony Caruso on the phone and in studio with Dr. Ashley Fernandez about the recent videos that have been surfacing regarding Planned Parenthood and their selling of fetal body parts and other activities of the Planned Parenthood and just the callous nature of Planned Parenthood towards abortion.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if Lamborghini is going to lose sales as a result of this.
We can only hope so. I wanted to ask you other doctors in the studio along with me what your thoughts were, because in every one of these videos, there is a physician who has a prominent role. And your thoughts about that, these are physicians that sort of should have known better or should know better. And I wanted to read to you, there's another physician who wrote an article recently, Dr. Jen Gunter, that's called The Many Manipulations of Planned Parenthood, and it basically defends Planned Parenthood. And in this article, she says this, these are not, quote, baby parts. Whether a woman has a miscarriage or an abortion, the tissue specimen is called products of conception. In utero, we use the term embryo from fertilization to 10 weeks, and fetus from 10 weeks to birth. The term baby is medically incorrect as it doesn't apply until birth.
Ah.
Now, this is a physician that's using her MD to write this article to defend Planned Parenthood and using that power in her medical degree to try to make a definitive sort of credible statement.
This is where the semantics of everything come in. And Tony, you can agree with me on this one. But life, we believe that a new human being or a new creature was created with fertilization. But because of the abortion movement, we had to change the semantics of when that occurred until implantation occurred.
Right.
And now we're having to move it even further away because people are realizing even more that life begins at conception.
Right. And I would probably say to Mike, though, and if you would agree with me on this, can you remember or tell me or any kind of place, any kind of OBGYN that does an ultrasound on a happily pregnant patient at 10 weeks that says this is a beautiful fetus.
Or this is a beautiful embryo. You have a beautiful yolk sac.
That statement has never been said by any OBGYN.
My God. And they, too, I don't care if you're pro-life or pro-choice. If you're happily pregnant, as soon as that baby waves, you cry because it was seeing your baby.
That's right.
No. And, you know, it's just a matter of semantics. But, you know, how can they say it's just a blob of tissue when the same tissue that they're procuring for research purposes or for other reasons is the same tissue that they'll take out of Ashley or myself, you or Will, to donate to another person to save their life?
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
So you cannot have non-life give life. Okay.
That's right.
And so if a liver that's taken from a fetus is the same liver that could be used to procure life for another person for me, then you must admit that this is a life, a human being. Organs don't just form by themselves, or, you know, we would have humans forming in dogs and those types of things. This well-differentiated mass of cells called a human being, it can be called nothing but.
Now, the question I have is that, you know, this has been a three-year probe by the Center for Medical Progress. This is and this gentleman, and his name escapes me right at the moment, David Dalyden, I believe his name is, was with Lila Rose's live action when, you know, in the past. So obviously he learned his trade there. Now, what I'm wondering about is whether or not there's already been scare tactics by Planned Parenthood about what's going to come next. Because they are coming right at them 1 week after another with another video and another video. This is 3 years. You can tell me how many videos they got. But one of the scare tactics was that I heard that Planned Parenthood is planting the seeds already that, and maybe this is just a spoiler alert, they're saying, oh, the next one's going to be about African Americans. The next one's going to be about, you know, they're already planting the seeds for the audience to hear, oh, well, the shock factor's gone. So
I think they're still going to be shocked, frankly. I think that most Americans, most people would not be able to accept what's going on if they knew what was going on. What? And that is why it's so important for people that support abortion to utilize semantics, to depersonalize.
They euphemistic have to
be,
language.
They have to be able to do that. That's the only way that's the only way we as adult human beings who can reason would ever be able to conceive of a way to accept abortion would be to mask completely the humanity of the unborn child. And that is what they have attempted to do. What really disturbs me is the fact that when these videos went public with these doctors in these prominent positions, is that as a physician myself, I find it really sullying to our profession and really worrisome that the public is watching these people that supposedly took some version of the Hippocratic Oath and have devoted their lives not just now to killing, but to killing and then selling. And what effect that's going to have if Planned Parenthood wins this argument, if they were to somehow turn the tide, what effect is that going to have on our profession? What effect has it already had in terms of scandal?
In other words, if we're unsuccessful in burying Planned Parenthood and eulogizing them, then what will happen to the medical establishment? What will happen to people like us?
Yes.
Well, I think the difficulty of that situation is many of the vocal physicians in various organizations, including the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Practitioners, are very pro-choice liberal people.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're actually promoting these types of things. But I guess the point that I want to get to, if there was no sense of truth to any of these videos, if they were absolutely false, and if there was not an underlying true belief that everybody knows that Planned Parenthood is in the act of abortion, okay, why would Planned Parenthood be so vehemently denying these or trying to cover them up? If there was no truth to these, why would they not just be saying, look, these are nothing, just ignore them?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
They're throwing everything they have at these videos and everything that they have at their media lapdogs to get these things suppressed so that people cannot see the truth behind Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
People don't want to see the truth.
You're absolutely right.
I mean, I don't want to go politicizing it, but look at all the problems that's going on with Hillary. No one's paying attention with that stuff, too. They want to believe what they believe. And like I agree with Mike, most physicians, period, are pro-choice because they look at things from the scientific side. They don't look at it from the humanistic side. They look at a human as a machine.
But we should
And because of that, if Planned Parenthood wins this argument, it basically will forward the line forward, and the next thing you know, they're going to be selling kidneys and livers and corneas and things like that.
On Craigslist.
And I think one of the benefits of these videos coming out is that Planned Parenthood has tried to claim, and supporters of abortion have tried to claim, the scientific mantle, and that anybody who, and create that dichotomy. Oh, these are the religious people, and we're the scientific people. And the medical profession has tried to do the same. These videos absolutely dispute that. There is no way you could look at this even from a medical or scientific standpoint and say this is not a human being. And actually, you know, there have been articles which have been, you know, sort of not in the popular press, in Nature and Science, that talk about the one-celled zygote from conception, that it has within it this natural ability to control sort of its own development, its own death. It is not a blob of tissue. In fact, one of these articles, and forgetting which one, actually says this is not a blob of tissue. It actually says that in the article. But the science is on our side, and certainly the philosophy, the moral philosophy, is on our side. These videos sort of concretize that for us. If there's anything good that is about the fact that these videos have come out, that's one good thing.
I think what's going to be coming good out of this is, if we can get any hearings, they're going to have to sit in front of the cameras on Capitol Hill under oath and justify this.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And defend this. And even if none of those videos come out, they can be subpoenaed by Congress and be presented to Congress. And so Planned Parenthood, as much as they're going to try, eventually I think they're going to have to sit and admit the truth of what they're doing.
Well, I mean, that's all well and good. And if we get to that point, that will be a victory for us. But here's the two things that I think could be the Achilles heels of this whole, you know, this whole campaign. One is that they are saying, and Planned Parenthood has said this all along, that they are not making a profit off of any of these things. That basically what, and they're going to have to prove through these videos that this is a profit making stream of income for them.
It's, well, that argument is specious. It's quite technical. I'm not sure if they're making a profit or not. They would have to open up their books, which would be one advantage. But what they're making money. There's no doubt they're making money. When they're using the word profit,
well, when they
what they're trying
say,
to say...
When they say, well, you know,
well,
it should be $300, but we're taking $50 because
Tony,
so good.
Go ahead, Tony.
I think they say they're trying to cover their costs. But, you know, the thing is, and the other problem for the people who want this to close is, I don't really know. I haven't seen the whole two-hour video, but I don't know that a deal was ever promulgated in any of these videos. I mean, did anyone shake hands and sign a contract?
Well, no, but I think there's already contracts in place that they would be able to subpoena and find.
My point is, why have these meetings if there's already something in place to negotiate?
Right.
Yeah, they're trying to get a better deal.
Right.
Good point.
Exactly.
That's my
good
point.
They're trying to get
never,
a better deal.
Nothing ever gets changed.
Yep.
But, so the thing is that they could say, well, nothing really happened. We just talked.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but the other thing, the other Achilles heel of this is what I said before. The injunction that they may be putting against the folks out in California who are putting these out. I guess the Center for Medical Progress is based in California.
Right.
So therefore, if the Department of Justice, who is investigating this, is going to put the smack down on these guys, we won't have any more videos.
Well, we may. My feeling is that We probably will. There's social media will spread it. They can't stop individuals. That's why it's so important for the listeners to talk about it and to keep talking. Right. And to keep talking about it. I think listeners should also be prepared. I think we should all be prepared for a counterattack based on two things. One is that Planned Parenthood will say that they do other things and that defunding them will hurt women for other mammograms.
And they're already saying that.
Those other things that have been proved false. I think the other thing is they will claim that the selling of these unborn baby body parts leads to scientific discovery. You know, they're doing it for science, et cetera. And people who are listening, and we have to, as physicians, we have to be prepared for those arguments. They're going to try to say, oh, well, we were just doing a good thing and giving some pot. You know, these women are going through a really tough time, and we're giving them something to hope for and something positive. And we have to be prepared to talk about that as well.
Which I find also a parallel to your field, Tony, in that, you know, you have all these babies, 300,000 babies in freezers all over the place that are arrested in their development and haven't been implanted. And what are they doing with them?
Well, you know? They're selling them too.
Exactly.
Right. No, but you know, I mean, it's fine. But, you know, everything is going to keep on moving in this direction, guys. The focus needs to stay on the video. It's got to stay on the details of what was discussed in the video. The third video is the most important because it does show the actual details of what's happening. Everything else in the other ones is a little bit more ephemeral.
Yeah.
They have to get more and more concrete on this.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
And as they get more concrete, then you're going to start seeing more states do hearings and more states start to take the serious funding in nature. Because, let's face it, Planned Parenthood does not need this money.
No, they don't. Absolutely.
They absolutely do not. And, you know, this show obviously flies
too fast. We could have kept going.
Too fast. But, Tony, we want to thank you for coming back on. Dr. Anthony Caruso, who's in the Chicago area, who joins us pretty much once a month to come on the show, and Dr. Ashley Fernandez for coming in studio to discuss this rather timely, gruesome matter with regards to Planned Parenthood and the selling of aborted fetal parts in the number of videos that are going to be coming out. Dr. Caruso is correct, and so is Dr. Fernandez in their discussion, that we have to keep the fires going. We have to keep this discussion, this debate alive, and we need to pressure our elected officials to hold hearings, to bring Planned Parenthood to the table, to explain their actions, to defend the videos, or to refute the videos with their own cause. So please make your push to talk to your senators, your state legislators, whoever you can get in front of, to have them investigate Planned Parenthood and find out what they can do. You've been listening to The Catholic Doctor Show, and until next week, we hope your week is happy, healthy, and holy.
God bless.
The Catholic Doctors is a production of listener support at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of The Catholic Doctors with Dr. Michael Parker and Dr. Will Turek are available at stgabrielradio.com.